Iran is processing the loss of its most revered general. In the 22 years he commanded the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's elite Quds Force, General Qasem Soleimani was not only in charge of spreading the Islamic Revolution outside the borders of Iran, he was the mastermind behind expanding it. He was brutal, but also someone many Iranians considered on par with leaders like General George S. Patton. Earlier, we were speaking about how invaluable General Soleimani was to Iran's military strategy and operations. So what happens now? Iranian leaders are firing dangerous threats of retaliation against the U.S. and its allies, and there are reports of thousands of additional U.S. troops being deployed to the Middle East. The eyes of the world are now on Tehran. Suzanne Maloney is the deputy director of the Brookings Center for Middle East Policy. She's in Washington. How big of a blow is General Soleimani's death to Iran's leadership, do you think? And what does this mean now for military strategy in Tehran?
Well, I think it's a significant blow. Soleimani was an iconic figure. He was the symbol of Iran's military prowess abroad. It's going to have a real impact on Iran's internal coherence, and this has set the regime, I think, back on its heels, at least briefly.
So what does Soleimani's death mean for Iran's militant policies and operations in the region, in places other than Iraq, say Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen?
Well, Soleimani had deep ties across the region, a long history, but he wasn't a solo operator. We shouldn't sort of foster the notion that Soleimani himself was personally irreplaceable. And I suspect that we'll see business as usual for Iran's regional expansionism and its involvement in military conflicts around the Middle East.
Right. So you think that'll continue? General Soleimani was considered an extremely dangerous commander. He was also considered to be fairly predictable and cautious. Do you think Iran will be able to contain any escalation of its response now?
I think, in fact, Iran will seek to calibrate its response, to wait for a time and place of its choosing where it can exact the maximum damage, both personally against the Trump administration, against American interests, but also seek to enhance their own leverage. This is a regime and a leadership that operates with one overriding priority, and that's the preservation of their power. And we don't see recklessness or indiscriminate reprisals. We've seen that Iran has waited, it's bided its time, and it's looked for the most effective opportunity to wreak its vengeance.
An Iranian analyst we spoke with earlier on the show today says he's most concerned about the next 3 days, these 3 days of mourning, that perhaps in this time Iran might just get trigger happy and shoot from the hip.
It's always a possibility, but my sense is that the Iranian leadership is going to use this 3-day public mourning period as an opportunity to stoke nationalist sentiment at home. The real danger now is, of course, that both sides have taken more escalatory steps. And even if President Trump doesn't want to go to war in an election year because he recognizes that it's not particularly popular with the American people, and even if Iranian leaders appreciate that they stand no real chance of a conventional face-off with a superpower at this stage, we are in a position where the escalatory spiral has begun to speed up and move in a direction that may no longer be easily controlled by either side.
With Israel temporarily shutting down its national ski resort near the border with Syria, how worried should they be of Iranian retaliation?
I think the Israelis are quite wise to take precautions, and I would imagine that other regional allies of the United States will take similar precautions as well.
So Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei named the deputy commander of the Quds Force. His name is Brigadier General Ismail Ghani. He's General Soleimani's replacement now. What do you know about him?
Ghani has a similar background to Soleimani. He has a long service in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, is well known, doesn't appear to have the same degree of personal charisma and public persona that Soleimani very carefully nurtured, but he has been directly engaged in politics for quite a long time in Iran. You know, I think this is not a softer, kinder, gentler version of Soleimani, and he is likely to continue to be effective.
And knowing what you know about him, just today he said, quote, "Shortly you will see American bodies all across the Middle East," end quote. For a man like that, is that bluster?
No, it's not bluster. Iran makes good on the threats that it articulates. We saw this over the course of the past several months where Iran repeatedly said that if they could not export their oil, that their neighbors would not be able to either. And they made good on that threat in September by taking out the most significant oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia.
Suzanne Maloney, Deputy Director at the Brookings Center for Middle East Policy. Thank you.
Thank you.